I did watch something else that I'd like you guys to start watching. I did some work last night on Innocence Project type things, because I think that we're going to do a longer segment or possibly even a special show on Innocence Project cases, and we have several people that have reached out to us who are associated with the Innocence Project, and it's something that we're pretty passionate about, so we're going to get more involved in it. But several P1s mentioned the docuseries Outcry. Have you heard about this?
Yes,
I have not.
It's the Greg Kelly case. Young high school student, high school football player, accused of indecency with a child, but actually a couple children. And he went on trial for this down in, I think it was Leander, just north of Austin. And it's about his case, and it's a five-part series. Only the first episode was free. I got to subscribe to Showtime or something to get the rest of it.
There's so much out there.
But I need to watch it. I've only seen the first episode, but it's just shocking that just you're accused of something, and then the evidence, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of evidence. But in order to... the guy gets convicted at the end of the first episode. He actually pleads guilty, and he is shocked. He was offered a plea deal right at the beginning of it, and he was able to get 5 years probation, but he'd have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. But he's saying that he didn't do it. So what do you do in that case? Well, you do what he did, I guess, and roll the dice and say, I'm going to go to trial because people are not going to believe that I did this. And it turns out the jury convicts him. And in that particular charge, you get 25 years minimum without the possibility of parole.
Oh, my gosh.
Maximum is 99 years without the possibility of parole. So he rolls the dice, they convict him, and then it comes time for sentencing, and the prosecution offers in the deal, okay, we'll ask the judge for the minimum, or the judge offers this, they reach this deal, give you the minimum of 25 without the possibility of parole, but you have to waive your right to an appeal. That short circuits me a little bit. Why is the judge so invested to say that I'll give you the minimum if you waive your right to double check our findings? I don't quite understand what his motivation is there. He's just doing the court system a solid by not keeping it clogged up with all these pesky cases.
Right.
I don't know. But the guy's freaked out.
You've gone that far, you might as well say, no, I'm not going to waive that right.
Well, the guy's freaked out because he's like, I didn't think I would be convicted. So I'm really worried. He's 19.
Good night.
And obviously he's worried that I didn't think I'd be convicted. I was convicted. Now I'm not so confident that I'm not going to get 99 years.
Yeah. I think you have to keep the appeal in your back pocket. I don't think I would ever give that away in a deal.
Mm-mm. Well, he said that he couldn't even think because he was reeling so bad. And he had, I think he said, like 3 minutes to make the decision. Because they offered it to him right before he walks in the courtroom.
Terrible. Mm.
So he has 3 minutes to make this very weighty decision. And he said he just offloaded it to his brothers. Said, what do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, look, try to get out when you're 44 years of age.
Yeah.
Just get half your life.
And that's what they did. He took the deal and waived the right to an appeal. And that's where it left off after episode one. But
is there any sort of exception where you can get back in and get that right to an appeal once you've waived it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I haven't watched the rest of the episodes to find out how this plays out. And I've tried to avoid reading about the case since I'm now starting the docuseries on it. But what a horrible decision that young man had to make. But it started bringing up a lot of the questions of, you know, in many ways, we are the problem. We as the citizen of this country. Because we have such tired head and other things to worry about, like which cat videos or old Bee Gees live performances we want to watch today on YouTube, we don't have a lot of mental energy to think about people's cases. And so we do the offloading work of, well, I mean, the guy was convicted. There must have been a lot there, and there's enough there. I mean, he's, you know, the court system worked. I mean, you know, jury appears found him guilty. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a go ahead and wash my hands of this now. And the oversimplification that we need to do for our brains just to lighten our cognitive load does a real disservice to people. And then we get oversimplified questions of who are we going to believe in this case? The circular logic like this. A convicted child molester or a victim.
Right.
And it's like, oh, well, this is a real obvious choice, right? I'm a good person. I want to choose to believe victims instead of child molesters. But never minding the fact that that is begging the question. It's a circular piece of logic. He's a convicted child molester, but we're still trying to figure out the question of, did he do it?
Right. Yeah.
But most of us just, we fall for some one-liner like that, and we excuse ourselves from thinking about the case anymore. And that's where, thankfully, places like the Innocence Project step in, and they're very thorough as to which cases they pick. I was talking with Michelle Grimes last night about this, or I was actually reading some communique she had provided me, and she was talking about how they have to go through and read every single bit of the every word of the case, and so they're very selective in which cases they choose to begin with. So it's not just a coin flip of, yeah, we'll just take this case and see if this person's guilty or not.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're not absolutely standing up and saying this person is 100% innocent, like in the Julius Jones case that Dak spoke about. But what they are saying is, let's at least revisit this.
Right.
There's enough evidence there that says maybe he didn't, evidence that wasn't presented in the first trial. It's a guy's life at stake. Let's at the very least revisit it.
Here's my one sentence off ramp for that. We can't go back and revisit every case.
God.
Well, okay. Can we revisit a few then?
Right.
But anyway, Outcry, check it out. The first episode I know is for free on Amazon Prime right now. And then after that, I'm going to have to pay $10 a month to Showtime to see the rest of it. But check it out because it happened in our own backyard here in Texas.